Thank you.
All right. Well, from out here at Billy Bob's, we can think of few things or fewer things we'd rather do right now than do that which we do when we're at our best, which is go traipsing through the wild.
Look at everybody
with a wireless microphone. So let's see if we can raise Cobra out there amongst the crawfish people and others.
Crawfish people.
Yes, there's a huge...
Let's go interview the... There are two steers over there. Now you got your pick to interview.
Okay, I'll go talk to the steers in a minute. Oh, these girls are working here. They're getting shots and
stuff. We'll do a shot.
Yeah, tell them you want one.
What kind of shots? What kind of shots are these?
These are the Absolute Texas with cranberry.
Mmm.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And you're passing these out? Oh, yes, have a sip. Thank you.
A shot.
Is it good?
What's your name?
Natalie.
Natalie, have you ever worked Billy Bob's before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time. I love it.
Are you familiar with Billy Bob's, the concept of it?
Absolutely not.
You're not at all. Because you're a sista of some persuasion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So are you from Fort Worth?
No, I'm from actually Temple, Texas, but I live in Dallas.
Oh, okay. So you don't make your way over to Fort Worth very much?
No, just Dallas.
The Tigers.
Okay, I hear you. It's okay. Temple Tigers?
Wildcats.
Wow. Oh, way to go,
nice
Mike.
Try, Mike.
Jerk. You ruined the whole interview. You know Kenneth Davis?
I do.
It's not your dad or anything, is it?
No, not my dad.
Okay. Your boyfriend, is it?
No.
So you're not, you know what Billy Bob's is, though? It's a big country honky-tonk place.
I mean, I kind of got the feel of that when I walked in. But.
And you saw the two steers over there?
Yes.
Have you ever been on a steer?
A real one?
No, okay, a fake one. How about that?
A fake one, yes.
You have?
Yes.
Where at?
Actually, it was for a commercial I shot, one of the Super Bowl commercials, a few months ago. And they had a fake steer in the commercial.
Yes, do you like to model?
My job was to act on there riding it.
So you're a model.
I am.
Wow. So did you get paid a lot for that?
You couldn't tell by looking at me.
Well, I can.
I must not be doing a very good job.
No, you're doing a great job. You got a boyfriend?
Not anymore as of last week.
Oh.
Did you catch him cheating on you?
No, his communication skills aren't very good.
None of
we're all
that's
the same
the way we are. We're just not good at that type of thing.
Well, then I will just be single.
Really? It was that bad?
Yes, I think within 10 hours
what
you should be able to text me back.
What happened?
Oh, no.
What happened?
Was he out running around, you think?
Well, he was out of town, so I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, okay. White guy?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You prefer the white guy?
I don't really have a preference. I prefer guys who are intelligent and who look nice and who are nice to me.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Billy Bob's.
You're right, right.
You'll find him here.
Yeah.
If you had to prefer, though, if you had to pick a color.
Pick a color.
Just one
black
color?
Man.
You might be careful around here, too, so you might want to pick the right color.
Oh, white guys.
Oh, yeah, that was smart. That was a good one. Well, what's your name?
Natalie.
You already asked her that.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
How old is she?
I was blinded by her beauty, Dan.
I know.
Or deafened by her beauty.
Yes.
How old are you, Natalie?
I'm 30.
30?
Well,
you
like
look
she's
good.
12.
Thank you.
30.
It's like only 30. I didn't say 60.
No, I know. I would have said like 22, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You know what they say about black?
It don't crack, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and your patience.
And your
Natalie.
Courage.
And bring us over a shot.
Yeah, we want some vodka.
Here. I'm going to put this over here. I don't know if I can drink this while I'm talking. Thank you,
You're not supposed to drink at work.
Well, I wasn't. I was holding like I do other things. All right. Let's go talk to these...
Talk to the crawfish people.
Mike,
what are crawfish people?
You make them sound like a race of people.
They live in a cave.
Yeah.
Don't let out the crawfish people.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
We're good.
Good, how are you?
We're good.
Okay, that's good. What you doing here?
Eating.
Oh, no, yeah. You a crawfish fan?
No.
You're
crawfish
not?
Person.
No.
You're not a crawfish person?
Not really, no.
So your boyfriend over here will drag you?
Yeah, both of us.
Oh, no. What? Do you know how to eat it?
No.
So you tell her how to eat it.
Pull the tail and suck the head.
Can you do that?
I don't, probably not.
You can't pull the tail and you can't suck the head.
I'm pretty sure she got it.
No, I don't think I can do that, but...
Oh, my.
Let me take a look at them, see what kind of bugs we... Oh, those are great. Those look wonderful.
Yeah.
You've never eaten them before.
No.
You're going to love it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Are you going to Sturgill tonight?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
You like him?
Yes.
Good stuff, huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you into bro country?
No, I don't know.
Like Luke Bryan and stuff like that?
Not so much.
Well, good for you.
Cody Jinx.
Cody Jinx. Okay, that sounds country. Cody Jinx. Oh, Cody Jinx, you got the shirt on right there.
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yeah. I assume so.
Okay, where are you guys from?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Now, where's that?
You're in the middle of it.
Oh. Okay. Well, you guys enjoy your crawfish. Eat up. Eat well.
Okay. Crawfish people.
Now, I don't think this is a crawfish person, but it's a girl. Oh, Sphinx is pointing me toward girls.
Oh, he is. He is good for things now.
Oh, he certainly is.
Remember how useless he was when he was at the station, and now he's gone on?
No, he has never been. He's one of the few that have never been useless.
I thought he was pretty useless at the station.
No, he was not.
Okay. Ladies, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What are y'all doing?
Just having a nice cold beer.
Okay. All right. What are your names?
Meg.
Meg?
Susan.
Meg. You know what I think of when I hear Meg?
What?
Family Guy.
Oh, no. I hate people say that.
Well, I mean, it's a popular show. It's popular with the kids.
Yeah, but she's not a very cool...
No, she's horrible.
Exactly.
She's awful. Well, have you guys had your crawfish?
Not yet.
Are you going to have some?
Not sure.
Come on. Now, you have a nice dress on. It may kind of yuck up your dress. You tend to get, like, gunk on it and stuff if you eat too many.
It's too much effort for too little payoff.
Agreed.
You know what?
Does she know how to eat them?
Do you know how to eat them?
I mean, is there a trick?
Yeah.
Yeah. You pull the tail and you suck the head.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
And it can get messy, can it?
It can. It can get very messy.
Yeah. Okay. Boyfriend?
No.
How old
are you?
How old do you think I am?
24.
28,
okay.
You listen to the ticket?
Yeah. You ever heard of Sports Radio 13 Ticket?
I have not.
You haven't, and you're from the Metroplex?
No, I'm from Austin.
Okay. All right. Are you from here?
Yes.
You're from the area?
Yes.
You ever heard of the ticket?
I have.
Heard of it, but you probably can't tell us one thing about it.
I can, actually.
It's a very exciting time right now because you're actually on the air with us on the ticket.
My boyfriend will love it if he's listening right now.
He listens to it?
Yeah, every time we're in the car, we both listen to it.
Oh, what a sweetheart of a guy. You want to tell him hi?
Sure. Brooks Kendall Jr., hello.
Well, that was very
Brooks
formal.
Brooks Kendall
Jr.
Whoa.
What?
I know his dad.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's his dad? What's his dad's name?
Brooks Kendall Sr.
Senior. Ding dong.
Yes.
Oh, that's my bad.
God. Good stuff, Corby.
You know his dad?
Yes.
How? Who?
Okay, so the guy that
when?
Back there, you can't see him through the crawfish station, but the guy knows your boyfriend's dad.
Oh, good. He's super famous, so.
Does he book bands?
He does.
Okay, well, yeah, so it's all legit.
Where?
How cool.
Events.
When? And my name isn't really Susan, it's Helen.
Well, okay, I don't know why you change your name.
Well, that's my fake name when I am...
Helen?
About telling someone my real name, I tell them my fake
We have Helen and Meg.
God, they sound like my aunts.
Yes, it is. Yes, you guys do sound like a couple of aunts, old aunts.
Exactly.
Are you named after someone?
My grandmother.
Ah, Helen of Troy.
That one, too.
Both of them?
Yeah, both.
Okay, is your grandma still around?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
You have to carry on the Helen tradition.
Well, she's got some big shoes that I have to fill.
How long have you been dating Brooks Koepka III?
The junior.
For 4.5 years.
What? And you're not married?
4 years. You don't give him pressure on the freaking ticket.
Clearly, it's been too long. What does your mother and father have to say about this?
They don't care. They don't want to pay for a wedding.
Meg, would you get on him?
You know what? I'm with her. The wedding is meh.
When's the last time you were with man?
With man.
6 months, maybe?
Long months, Meg.
Lonely, dry months.
Lonely. You got a dog?
I do.
You have any peanut butter?
Oh, gross.
Dude.
I know where that's going.
Wow.
Kiss it.
I'm just saying. What? Having fun here?
What do you want?
Meg and Helen?
Yeah.
You guys have any kids?
No.
You got any kids, Helen?
Nope.
All right, good, good. All right, well, keep having fun out here. And you going to Sturgill tonight?
Yes, of course.
Badass, you going?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see you in there. I'll tell you what, if I do see you in there, I definitely owe you two a beer. Okay? All right, cool. It's good to meet you, Helen. Meg. Madge. Whoa.
Peanut butter.
Madam? Oh, sugar? Yeah. Sweetheart?
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
There's a lot of women out here. I'm glad we did this.
Well, that one wants no part of you.
No.
Hang on. Hi, madam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
She hates
I'm
you
good.
Already.
Now, are you old enough to be buying this? Can I see that ID?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay, let's take a look at that.
Hard to believe, but...
I'm with the TABC. Oh, they're taking a good look at that. Let me see that. Let me see what year you were born in. 5'8". Blue eyes. Sex is an F. You get an F in sex.
Sex?
Where's your born on date? Oh, 93.
Yeah.
God,
oh,
there are human beings, Mike, that were born in 1993.
That ain't 20. Right.
How about that?
That ain't
22.
Right.
22?
Oh, my gosh.
22 or 21?
21. I'll be 22 in June.
Oh, good. God, that's good. You in college?
Anymore, man.
TCU? Oh.
No.
Oh, which one? Oh, it's okay.
Parent County
Cox Business community. School.
Is there a county involved in it or a refrigerator?
She goes to DeVry.
Or Phoenix.
Right. Is the city Phoenix involved in your college in any way? Where do you go? It's okay. You ought to
tell us.
You know what? Ask these knuckleheads where they went to school.
Where did you go to school?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. So I'm doing better than you are, huh?
A lot better.
Clearly.
I'm just joking.
No, you're not. Where'd you go? Where do you go?
Sam Houston.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, why were you embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed. I just don't know who you are.
Oh,
introduce yourself.
My name's Corby.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You're here for the Sturgill Show?
No, I'm just with Cajun Crawfish Company.
Oh, you're with the
crawfish people.
Yeah.
The fish people, yeah.
Tell us how to eat it.
You just suck in the heads. That's how you eat it.
So violent. 21-year-old.
Rip the tails and suck the heads.
And you guys are from where?
From Carrollton or Louisville.
Is that where you went to high school?
No, I'm from Frisco.
Why are you here? I'm confused. You're not in college right now?
No.
Oh. Is it over?
It's the weekend.
Oh. It's Friday. Did you skip school?
Yeah, I skipped school.
Okay, I probably shouldn't matter at Sam Houston.
You're right, it doesn't.
All right, carry on.
Good sister. Luck with your...
Yeah, with your crawfish.
Bottom.
So...
time we got?
We probably should break. It's okay. 27, bro.
All right. There you
fun.
Go. A little
good
wireless
job.
Fun. A
it
little
fun.
Taste of Billy Bob's and crawfish people and all that.
Live from Billy Bob's.
Mad Men, brother.